We begin today's daf on Ayin Het, Amud Rishon, and we start second line. The Gemara over here is going to discuss, in this case over here, Ritziha, murder that is done by multiple people. Tanu Rabbanan, Hikuhu Asara Bene Adam Ba'asara Maklot Vamet Ben Bevat Ahat Ben Beze Aharze Peturim. 10 people have 10 sticks in their hand and they beat up the guy, whether they hit him in one shot or they hit him one after the other. As a result, he died. They are Peturim. That's Hakamim's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera Omer Beze Aharze Haharon Hayav. Beze Aharze, the last guy's going to be Hayav. Why? Mepeneshi Kidev et Mitato. Because it was his hit that finished. That was a fatal blow. Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Shnehem, meaning both the rabbis and Rabbi Yehuda, Mikra Echad Darshu. They learned this from a pasuk. V'ish ki yakeh kol nefesh adam mot yumat. Rabbanan sadri kol nefesh. Well, in fact, it says kol nefesh. Rotzeach has not hayav ad di'ika kol nefesh until he did the whole thing. In this case over here, once the guy, let's say, beat him first, so now it's in kol nefesh. Right? Like 10% of his nefesh is like already weakened. It's only hayav rotziha when you killed kol nefesh and not when you killed part of the nefesh. And therefore, the guy in this case over here is just getting weakened by the other people, so therefore it's not considered. He was able to live after the other one, but he got weakened. But Rabbi Yehuda bebetera savar kol nefesh, kol dehu nefesh. That even if you take a part of the nefesh, that kills him. That's going to be considered enough. So I had some, because Mahlud had learned the word kol nefesh. You have to take the whole nefesh, or kol means kol dehu, any part of the nefesh. Rashi says, Haki garsina Rabbi Yehuda bebetera omer bezeh harzeh acharon hayav ad ika kol nefesh. But even according to Yehuda ben Betera, when they all bit him at the same time, lo katlinan lekulehu the ish ki yakeh amar achmana v'lo shnayim sheiku, because that's shnayim sheiku, and Torah says only ish. The case where the last guy did it, he's ish. He's the one guy. So the machloket is really on the case where they did it consecutive. The last guy did it according to Hakamim. He didn't do kol nefesh because the guy already was beaten up 9 times before. According to the Biyudah, you don't have to have kol nefesh. You need kol dehu nefesh. And the common denominator between both cases, it's one guy. So therefore, there's a sad to say it'll be hayab. But if nobody is going to say that when they all hit him together, a mob, 10 guys pounced on the guy, you don't kill 10 people for murders. It's only one guy that's considered patur because of not ish. Amar Rava. Not because we don't know which blow did it. Because you know, they all did it. They all contributed. But according to the Biyudah, the Kaurah, they all contributed. You don't need kol nefesh. So the Kaurah should be hayav. You're not hayav because you have a different problem. You don't kill 10 people for one murder. It says ish, not anashim.
Kol dehu would be mashma.
What kol do you have?
It would be mashma if it wasn't for the pasuk.
That's right. It is kol dehu. Each guy did a part. But the point is, It's not one guy. It's got to be one guy. Ish. Amar Rava. Hakol Modim. Everybody agrees. Meaning Ben Hakamim, Ben Rabbi Yehuda Ben Betera. Behoreg et terefa shehu patur. Terefa means a guy who's a terefa. He has some type of inner blemish inside of him, a wound, that he's not going to live anyway. So then the terefa, you think the guy was destined to die anyway. He's considered as if he's dead. You're not going to give him death penalty. Begoses bideshamayim. Or let's say the guy's a goses. He's on his deathbed, let's say. Let's say, of course, the sickness or whatever, it's bideshamayim. Shu hayav. Because a goses is considered alive for practical purposes till he dies. Lo nechlesu get. Terefa patur. Goses hayav. What are they arguing on? Lo nechleku ela. Goses bide adam. Mazik says bide adam. What says bide adam is a guy who's got beaten up, let's say, by a person. And as a result, from the first blows, he started to become a goses. or let's say they made him a terefa. Let's say they beat him up in such a way, and as a result, he became a terefa. And now, the last guy that hit him caused him to die, let's say. So now the question, but he's a terefa as a result of the earlier ones. The Gemara says, Mor medamele. Hakamim say that's considered a terefa. Because bottom line, he's considered a terefa. Mor medamele legoses bideh shamayim. Look at that shit. That's for sure. That she says, "Hakol modim behoreg et adam terefa kegon nikneva veshet nikneva veshet." Or kruma mawal. The guy's holding his in his trachea, or he has a hole in his kruma of the mawal barmanam. So he's a terefa. So that guy's over there. He's going to be patur. Shu patur. Then argue that Keshma Mina Kevan Dinikarim Hatichat Simanim Hayuto Gavra Ketila Hashim. Since it's clear that this guy has a terefa, so it's not considered he took his life. His life is taken away already. Big Gosses be the Shaman Ubahar Bahargo. If he was a Gosses because of a sickness, a Kul Modim Shayab, the Lord Tabit Be Maser Beresha, Bareu Kahai Beniuk. Which means nobody did anything to him first. He was just Gosses because he was sick. Nobody caused him to be a Gosses. And therefore, he's considered Kehai Kechon Devarav. That's Bide Shamayim. However, the Gosses Bide Adam Kegonze Shekarov Lamut Mahmata Makot. What happened? The guy got Makot already from people. Ela Lo Asu Arishim Terefa. Amahela Lo Asu Terefa. That makes more sense. Lo Asu Terefa. So therefore, he's not a Terefa. He can come back. But at this point over here, because of the beatings, he became a gosses. So therefore, what's the machloket over here? Mor hachamim say medamele le terefa. Hachamim come along and say tarakama that is considered a terefa. And therefore, the last guy that gives him the makah is going to be patur. Umor medamele, that's the medam betera, le gosses bide shamayim, and therefore is going to be hayab. So the question is, what do you compare a gosses bide adam to? So the Gemara says, "Man de medamele le trefa." The opinion that compares it to a trefa, my tama lo medamele le gosses bide shamay. How can you compare it to a gosses bide shamay? So the Gemara says, "There's a great distinction. Gosses bide shamayim lo et abid be maaseh, which is the gosses bide shamayim. You didn't start the process of harigah; that was done by God. So if it's considered high, and therefore when you're killing him, you're killing kol nafsho." Quite Achamim already, remember we learned you need kol nafsho? You gotta kill the whole of the person? I killed the whole of the person. Nobody else took anything away from the guy before this guy gave him the blow. That's considered to be the shamayim. That's nothing to do with you. However, in this case, itabid be ma'aseh. And then, since you did ma'aseh, they beat him up at the beginning, so now already they took miksat nafsho. And since they took miksat nafsho, it's not considered kol nefesh, according to Achamim. What's the other side? Well, man, the medamelig was just be the shamayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says it's considered because it's bine shamayim, and we're going to be hayab. Why don't you compare it to a case of a terefa? It says terefa mehateche simanim. In the case of terefa, he has simanim of life that were cut. He has a clear moom midyuk in his body that we know he's going to die from, and then we consider him considered dead. However, this says lo mehateche simanim. He doesn't have the simanim of life that were cut. You don't have any specific moom that you could say that he's going to die from it over here. So you can consider him as ready that he's dead. Now, even though he's in bad shape, exactly, that's considered like a gosses bide shamayim. That's also going to die, mistama. But he doesn't have a physical wound anywhere of simanim that are cut. So that's why he compares to that. That she says over here. We saw mehatche simanim siman chayuta. Good. Tani Tana kame derav sheshad. Tana learned in front of a bright in front of Rav Sheshad. It says in the Torah, "V'ish ki yake kol nefesh adam mot yumat lehavi hamaket chaveru ve'em bo keder lehamit u'ba'achir ve'hemito shehu hayav." Comes and teaches me a case that what maket chaveru gave him a blow. But the blow was not enough to kill him. Another guy came along and finished it off. Shu hayav. The second guy's going to be hayav shmita. So the Gemara says, "En bo keder lehamit peshita," which means if you tell me that the first guy gave him a blow, that's en bo keder lehamit, and the second guy came and killed him, peshita. Of course, the second guy's going to be hayav. The first guy didn't give him a blow that could have killed him at all. Stop, he hit him in the arm. And the next guy came along and killed him. Why should the second guy be patur? If it's embo kede lamit, peshita, you're going to be, and that's called kol nefesh. It's only when the first guy gave him a blow, kede lamit, and he didn't kill him, then we say it's not kol nefesh. But over here, it's kol nefesh. He stepped on his foot. We don't say, oh, part of the nefesh went. So peshita, the second guy, is going to be hayav.
It could be rather the first one hit him. Certain way,
and the second guy's hit. We'll see the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara's language was Lehavi Amaket Havro Ve'en Bo Kedeh La'amit. If it's En Bo Kedeh La'amit, so you killed Kol HaNefesh then. En Bo Kedeh La'amit. Gemara says, Ela Ve'yesh Bo Kedeh La'amit. You have to change the case. The first guy gave him a ka, Yesh Bo Kedeh. U'ba'achet Ve'mito. Shu Hayav. Who could that be like? V'stamah, can it be Udam Be'tera? It's got to be like Udam Be'tera. Because once the first guy gave him a blow, he took part of his nefesh. It's not called nefesh anymore. Hakamim will say the second guy's going to be patur, because you need called nefesh. Who's that stam like? So we found a braita to support the shita of?
We just changed the case.
Mediuk. Because the first make makes no sense. Gemara continues. Amar Rava. Ha-horeg et ha-terefa patur. U-terefa she-harag b'fne bedin hayav. Patur. So the first case we understand, like we learned, the guy kills a terefa since he's destined to die anyway, so you're going to be patur in such a case. However, this case is the opposite. A terefa killed the regular guy. Fine. So the deen is, if he did it in front of bedin, hayav. But if he didn't do it in front of bedin, patur. What is this bedin over here? This guy's a murderer. What do I keep bedin, not bedin? The Gemara says, bifne bedin. Some have my ta'ama. B'fnei betin hayav. Why? Dikhti, because it says, U'bi'arta ra mikirbecha. The betin has a halakha that says they have to eradicate the evil in their midst. And they saw it. Once betin sees it with their own eyes, they cannot not act. They have to do something, and therefore they have to kill the guy. However, shalom b'fnei betin patur. Why is it patur? Why don't they kill him? Which means if, let's say, edim come. Edim come to Bedin and say, oh, we saw this guy over here who's a terefa, and he killed so-and-so. So therefore, why? The hav yele edut shi'ata yakol hazima. You cannot fulfill the law of hazama on these edim. And we know the law is that any edim that are not subject to the law of hazama, they're not considered acceptable Bedin. V'chol edut shi'ata yakol hazima. Lab sheme edut. Now, why can't they make why can't they make it over here? Lashi, no. But why can't they make hazama? They make the edim. Lashi lefi sheenam biatara. V'arei ra'u rotzeach shelo b'fnei bedin v'ata ba lechayivo api edim patur. Tehen edutan edut. Tavi edut sheyatei yachol hazima lekayem b'din hazama sheim. Huzmu en neheragim de gavra ketila ba'ole mektal. Exactly. Which means the edim are coming along to say, let's say the edim are lying. So therefore they're trying to kill this terefa. The terefa is the guy that killed. The terefa is the guy that killed. Shelo b'fne bedin. They're not going to be able to get punished by the death penalty because they tried to kill a guy who's dead already. So you cannot fulfill the deen of Hazama on them. The patur, you won't. The edim are not going to be able. You're not going to be able to mete out the punishment of asitim lo kasher zamam. They were trying to kill the terefa. What about the case? Edim come to bedin. They say, Mr. So and So, the terefa killed the adam kasher. Okay, two other edim come and say, Imanu yitim. What are you supposed to do normally in a case that I'm? But you can't do kashi kos ramam.
He's already dead.
Because he's already dead. So therefore, since you have a technical problem of that the edut won't be valid because of iyatayakol azima, So therefore, it's only if the Betin actually saw it, we don't need Edin. Betin themselves witnessed it, boom, they'll kill him right away because of Bi'atara Mikarbecha. But if it's based on Edin, already because of a technical problem of really the guy, the Terefaz Hayab, in principle he's Hayab, because you're a Terefaz, he's the Hayab in Mitzvot.
But
he's Omed Lamut, so therefore it's going to compromise the validity of Edin for a technical point, because they cannot fulfill the Edin of Hazama on them. And Edim to be kasher have to be subject to the regular rules of Hazama. So the guy will have to suffer Shamayim, will get his punishment.
So how do we square off with Bi'arata?
That's only when Bedin sees it. That's not, you don't need witnesses for that. In front of Bedin, it's not a pshat, there was witnesses. Bedin seeing it finished. When Bedin sees it, they have a responsibility. When they see evil, they got to get rid of evil. So that's a special deed of Bedin. Stop working with the laws of Edut. It's not the pshat that the Bedin's an ed against. No law of Edima. Correct.
So he killed before he was a terefa. Now he became
No. He's a terefa. He's a terefa. He killed in front of the court. The court was sitting there, and he came and killed in the court. They saw it.
He's walking around, but he's a terefa.
He's a terefa.
Okay.
He's a terefa. They know he's a terefa. They kill him because he's a menace. The guy's a menace to society. They have to kill him.
But if it was in front of witnesses, we can't.
Because the witnesses will not be able to. That's. Next case. Okay. Okay, so the guy made Mishkat Zachur with a terefa. Hayav. Okay, why not? What's the difference? What does the terefa got to do with Mishkav Zachur? Why shouldn't it be Hayab? Because it was a terefa, that doesn't take away the Mishkav. I want to be the Tziha, fine. The Tziha, you killed the dead guy. Mashiach, what's the difference? Bi'ah to Bi'ah. Mashiach, Bi'ah with a terefa makes a difference. The Amar of Arabiya to terefa, Hayab. Good. However, terefa should have Abba Bifne Bedin, Hayab. The opposite case. Terefa. If it's in front of the Bedin that they saw the Bedin saw the act, they kill him. Bi'amtara mikamecha. Hayab. Shalom bifne Bedin patur. Gemara. Bifne Bedin hayab. Bi'amtara mikamecha. Shalom bifne Bedin patur. Same concept. Be'ab yile educhi atechol azima. Because again, mishkab zakhuz hayab mita.
You can't kill the guy.
You can't kill the guy again. Because he's a terefa. So you can't give the witnesses sikila because they are not they're not hazamable. Hot pam, a guy who's roveya is chayav sekila. Mishkav zakhur, correct? He's chayav sekila. But he's a terefa. So the witnesses got huzam. Oh, you were trying to kill him, we're going to kill you. You can't kill them because this guy's dead already. So the Gemara, what do you need two cases for? That's the Gemara's score. What do you need two cases? What do I need the case of? It's the same principles working over here. So the Gemara says, Hatulamali. Hatulamali. What do I need the second case of roveya? What was the matter with the case of the Tziha? We got the concepts lechaura. So the Gemara says you need it roveya. Roveya at the terefa, it's tzarichale. You need it for the first case. The guy was roveya the terefa. Ma'od the tema leve keman de mishamesh met veliftar. I would have thought that since the guy's a terefa, it's like having tashmish with a dead guy, and therefore if I have tashmish with a dead guy, I would think therefore it would be patur. Kamash ma'alan, debishum hana'ahu, vayit lehana'ah. Which means, the suit of roveya is because there's a hana'ah. Vayit lehana'ah, bottom line, there's a hana'ah. What do I care if he's a terefa or not? So therefore, it's going to be a suit. But what do you see from over here? That somebody has tashmish with a mate, it's patur. No, there's cases, but many in the hospitals, these perverted nurses and doctors do these crazy things. Stop. You have to know what's the Torah's. It's not going to be Hayab Mitah. It's a suit, of course. Bisayon Amet, with a million other things. But the Gabe, the Isur of Tashmish, the Gabe Nida. The Gabe Nida, let's say. There's the Isur of Nida after. The lady dies right away. But she was Nida. There's the Isur of Nida now at that point of. Questions, hypothetical questions. That come out with nafkamino to certain halakot.
And you wouldn't say on that guy
hana'ah? On a mit, there's no hana'ah. On a live guy, it's hana'ah. Exactly. Gemara. Ve'amaraba. Next case. Edim she'idu betrefa. Ve'huzmu en neheragim. Ede terefa shehuzmu neheragim. Okay. Edim sheidu betrefa. What happened? They were married on a terefa guy. That he made an avera that is hayav, the hayav mita, let's say. Vuzmu. En neheragim. Okay, because the guy's a dead man already. So that we learned already. However, ede terefa, but edim themselves that are terefa, that they testified on a healthy guy who's neheragim. And the other guys, if they themselves edim are terefas, and they testified on a healthy guy, and then they became huzam, so we killed them. So the Gemara has hold it. Nevashe amar afilu adet terefa shehuzmu en neheragim. No, why? Because the edim that were mezim them cannot become muzam. The second set cannot become muzam because they were trying to kill a terefa, and therefore they cannot. If the second set becomes the zomemim now, you have edim zomemim. The zomemim zomemim, a new group comes to mezim them. You can't kill the set that was mezim because they were trying to kill a terefa. So therefore, it's not subject to zomemim. So therefore, Rav Ashi says it's got to work.
The witnesses.
No, it's got to work. It's got to work. You know, down the line. Look at Rashi. Rashi says the fishinam bezomemim zomemim. See Rashi? Bedin zomemim zomemim otam shezimum. Right, the first set. Hey, you were with us in Chicago. Those guys that said you were with us in Chicago, those guys are not subject to Hazama. Why? Because they were trying to kill a Terefa, Terefot.
No, they themselves, the witnesses.
No, the first two were with Terefot.
Okay.
The next two said you were with us in Chicago. You were with us in Chicago, so they cannot be subject to Zubimun. Because they were trying to kill a Terefa. Now a third set says, what do you mean, Chicago? You were with us in Minnesota. Okay. So then you can't kill the second set, because the second set was only trying to kill a Terefa. That's Zubimun. If you were with two others, ומזימים אותם לומר, איך אתם מזימים את אלו? הרי אתם אימנו איתם במקום פלוני, מנסורה. אין הזוממים שנמצאו עכשיו זוממים, זה נגיד בשום זה גבלה קטילה, באלה מקטל. אל כך, כי לא את זימונה מלא מקטלו, אין אך טלפה, פרומיו, דמי לעדות שיתה יכול להזימה, ולא מקטליים. Which means, therefore, even though this didn't happen, but since potentially it cannot become זוממי זוממים. Now what's the first rabbi? Why is the rabbi go with this? So she says, ולרבה, כיוון דעדות זוממים חידושו, אף אגב דאבי עדות שיתה יכול להזימה, מקטלה. Oh, so he said over here, no, the Rava says that since the whole concept of edut, edim zomimim, is a chidush. Why do you believe the second witness is more than the first witnesses? That's always the chidush of edim zomimim. Why do you believe, why are the second witness have more credibility than the first? The first witness come along and say, we saw the guy kill in Chicago. Two other ways. What do you mean? You were with us in Minnesota. Why the second believed more than the first? It's two against two. Ella, we say edim zomim. The whole concept of it is a chidush, and therefore, kibad edut zomim chidushu afagada viedut shiatei yachol lazima miktele. Even though it's edut shiatei yachol lazima, that's the chidush of edim zomimim. That's the chidush. So that's part of the. That's part of the
Hiddush.
That's part of the Hiddush. Be'amarava. Shor Terefa. Next case. Shor Terefa Sheharag Hayav. Okay, Shor Terefa. Yeah, why not? The Shor itself is a Terefa. And it was Harag. It killed a person. So we killed the, we put the animal to death. Hayav Sekila. The Shor is Niskal. It's called Shor Niskal. Veshor shel adam terefa sheharag patur. Oh, shor shel adam terefa. If the shor belongs to a guy who's a terefa, the owner is a terefa, patur. What is patur? My ta'ama. Why would that be? Why would that be that if the shor kills, but its owner is a terefa, you don't put the shor to death? Because the Gemara says, Amar kera, Hashor yisakel. Vegam be'alav yumat. The Torah says over here that the shor is put to death, and the owner is also yumat. which means it seems that you have a double punishment that have to coincide. When there's a mitah of Ashur and a mitah of Ba'alim. If you could put the punishment of Vigam Ba'alav Yumad, Karina Be'ashur Yisakil. Because Hecha, they look Karina Be'vigam Ba'alav Yumad, but if you can't put Gam Ba'alav Yumad, look Karina Be'ashur Yisakil. Because she's a Terefa.
And what?
No, because she's a Terefa. He's a Terefa. The owner of the Shur is a Terefa. He's dead already.
Same as the prior case.
He's dead already. So he can't put the Gam Ba'alav Yumad. Umet Kibar. So therefore, since you cannot meet out the punishment of Gam Ba'alav Yumad, so therefore, technical problem. You can't do the Shur either. The Shur is a murderous Shur. But it only happens when the Gam Ba'alav Yumad. Is that she? The she says, Gam Ba'alav Yumad. Kilomar, Kemitat Ba'alim. Kemitat Ashur. אולי מלטה נמי מקשיב לנו דחים הדעילו קטן בעלי שלו בבדין לא מקטן לפי הדין ושלו נמי לא מקטן.
Basically, once you can't kill the owners, you can't kill the shor as well. In this case, you can't kill the owner because the owner is already a terefa. So therefore, since he's a terefa, the law does not apply to him as well. Beautiful.
שבמקום שלא היה ניתן להעניש את הבעלים במיטת בית דין, גם על השור לא ניתן להטיל עונש כזה. Now, of course, it's going to be חיה בידי שמיים, the owner of having a show, that's a murder of a show, I'm not talking about that. We're just talking about the punishment of בית דין. זה גזרת כתוב. רב אשר אמר, אפילו שור טרפה נמר שהרג פטור. Now, even the first case, that the shor, that's a טרפה, that killed, is patur. Why? My tama. Kevan de'ilu ba'alim avu petir. Because if in a case that the ba'alav was a terefa, and they would do such a thing, the ba'alim would be patur if they killed such a in such a case. Shor nameh patur.
Here the shor is the terefa.
You're right. But if in a similar case, if the owners would have been the same situation as the shor, they would be patur. So therefore, the shor is patur as well. Which is only in a he's learning the pasuk like this, only in a case where if the owner would do what the shor did would be hayav, then the shor is hayav. But if the owner would be in the same predicament as the shor and did what the shor did would be patur, the shor is patur also. Begam be'alav yumat, if the ba'alim would die in such a case, then you would kill the shor in such a case. But since the ba'alim would not die if they had the same situation as the shor, meaning terefa, you know that's she. כיוון דאילו אבו בעלים טרפה, דכבטלו אבו מקטלי שור, טרפה נמי לא מקטל, דהל למיטת בעלים הוא קש, has to be קש למיטת בעלים, only where מיטת בעלים. So the first rabbi is learning that what, that since, if the owner was a טרפה, that's his learning, if the owner was a טרפה, since we don't have מיטת בעלים, you're not going to have מיטת השור. The second rabbi says, no, even if the owner is not a טרפה, but if he would be a טרפה, you would not have מיטת בעלים, so therefore, the mitat ba'alim and the mitat shor go the same. Therefore, hypothetically, since the mitat the ba'alim would not be, so therefore the mitat the shor is not either.
We always have a hypothetical case.
Well, that's how we learn. No, but we always have a hypothetical, but you don't have to get to the katuk that says you need it. Here you have a pasuk that says the gam ba'alav yumat. It's telling you need that parallel between mitat ba'alim and mitat the shor. Shisa bo et hakelev. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The guy, what? He sicked a dog against his friend and caused him to die. Or we said he sicked a snake against him. Patul. But then we said if he actually took the snake and he put it on the guy and it caused him to bite, the venom, so he's going to be Hayav. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda said Hayav, he said Patul. Amar Rabbi Habar Yaakov. כשתמסל אומר לדברי רבי יהודה ארס נחש בין שיניו הוא עומד. Where is the snake? Where is the venom of a poisonous snake? Rabbi Yehuda wants to say that it's in between the teeth, the fangs. It's in like the gums. It comes right out of there, over there. It's sitting right there. That's where the poison is. Bin shinav. Lefichach. Therefore, Makish Besayif. The guy who takes the snake and puts it on his friend over there,
his death is going to be sayif like a regular osaya, because that's the nitziha, which means it's not a gerama. The poison is there. He's taking the poison and he's putting it on the guy's knife and stabbing him. So we go hayav regular nitziha. It's not a gerama. It's not the pshat. He put it on him and then the snake bit. The snake, the poison is there.
It's like a sword.
He killed him.
The snake has a knife.
So then you're going to be hayav like a regular tziha.
The snake lives.
However, the nahash patur. The nahash is going to be patur from hayav sekila, because normally if an animal kills somebody, we kill the animal. In this case, he didn't do anything. It was the guy that took him to and caused it. No, it's the snake that actually spits out the poison. So therefore, the fichach nahash beskila, because the nahash did it. He had kavana, and the makish patur, because he's going to be considered a gerama. Why is he gerama? I just put the snake on the guy's hand, but who actually did the killing?
Snake.
So it's a machloket. Exactly. Where's the snake? Where's the poison? Nahash, famous line over here. Nahash ben eris nahash ben shinav who. Omed. That's if you take the word that Chaim said, the Rasha on this. If you take the word Nahash, and you take the word Satan. So what was the Rasha that they say on this? Yeah. No, you're not. Well, it says the eris of the sata, the eris of the nahash, ben shinav. What's ben shinav? Between the sheens. What's between the sheens over here? Over here you have a tet, and over here you have a chet. That's chet. That the sin is the eris that is ben shinav. The sheen of Satan and the sheen of Nahash, where is the Eres found? Right in the middle. That's the that's where the poison is. The poison obviously is the sin. And then what do you have? Satan, and then you have Nahash. And then what do you have left? Shen. That's a tooth. And this is Shin. Ben Shinav. You see that? Between its teeth. This is a shin and this is a shin. And the poison that's between the shin is what? The sin. That's referring to the Satan. So eris, nahash, ben shinav. Shin over here and shin over here. That's where the... And the sin is the poison that we're talking about. Shimshon Maestropoli says it over there. Okay, Rabotai. We move on to the next Mishnah. Matnitin. Rabbi Nechamya Omer Patur, Shedaglayim Ledavar. What's the case of where the guy hit his friend with a rock, with a fist? The judges already looked at the guy and they said that this guy is going to die from this blow. So it was a deadly blow. Ended up happening, the guy recovered. And then only after that he died. So the first rabbi says, Hayav. Even though he recovered. But subsequently he died, meaning it came back, they say it was from the blow. Rabbi Nechamya says, no, patur. Shenaglaim ledavar, the fact that he recovered from the blow must be died from something else. So therefore they're not going to give him the punishment. Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Etzu Darash Rabbi Nechamya. Rabbi Nechamya says on the Pasuk, Vika Ishet Re'ehu, guy hit his friend, V'nafal L'mishkav, and he fell, out. Im Yakum V'talich Bachutz, if the guy gets up after the blow, V'talich Bachutz, Al Mish'anto, on his cane, V'nika Makeh, meaning if he gets up, to the guy who hits him is Patut, V'nika Makeh. So he says over here,
וכי תעלה על דתך שזה מהלך בשוק וזה נהרג
do you have to tell me that if the guy who got hit gets out of bed and goes to work, that I don't kill the murder, the guy who hit him? Of course. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that if the victim gets up, you don't kill the guy? Would I think you kill the guy if the guy got up? That cannot be the Torah's chiddush. Guy hit somebody. Guy fell into bed. 2 days later, guy got out of bed. Torah said, oh, you got out of bed? We won't kill the guy. Why should I kill the guy? The guy's walking around alive. Obviously, the Torah's not coming to tell me such an obvious case. Yemara says, Hela zesh amadua lemita. The case is talking about our case, where they assessed him that he's going to die. Ve'kel memashaya. And he recovered. V'ulahar kach ichbid b'me. Then he got worse and he died. And what is the Torah saying? V'nikam makesh upatur. So that's the case of the Torah, where the guy ultimately did die. And therefore you need a chiddush of the Torah to tell me that he ultimately died. Patur, why? Because he ultimately died after he recovered. And therefore since he recovered first, we assume that the death that happened after something else was not mahmat, the original item. That's the way Hakamim learned. Or the Tarakama, whatever learns. What are they going to do with this pasuk over here? Hai v'nikam makeh mai dar shibe. Because the Hakamim hold that you killed the guy. It's considered death. It's considered he killed him. But the pasuk says not like that. How do they learn this pasuk? What it says, melamed shechovshim oto. Aha, they put the guy in prison. The guy who hit, the makeh. Until we figure out if he dies or not. And only if the guy becomes totally healthy, then already you take him out of jail. Rashi. Ivan Akem Akim Shahovshim Oto. We have a prison. What does that mean? They made a prison. They made a prison. They built a prison. They figured it out. Im amduhu lemita. If Bet Din sees that the guy is, going to die, chovshim et hamakeh shelo yivrah. They don't want him to run away. Ad shenireh im yamut. Until they see if the guy dies or not. Im lav la'achi ati v'nika makeh. Temash l'chshiyakum v'nika. Nechlal da'adash tahavush. Only when he gets up, then they take him out of jail, v'nika. That's the news of the Torah. But in the Kharami, if the guy dies subsequently afterwards, the Kharami will kill him. The Torah is just telling you over here that only when we establish the guy got better, then we take him out of prison. That's what v'nika means. So therefore, they have understanding. Oh, so the Gemara says, v'ribine hamya, habisha min aleh. How did v'ribine hamya, the first rabbi, learn the law of the prison, because he learned the pasuk differently? Yalif mekoshesh. He learned it from the story of the Mekoshesh. What did they do to Mekoshesh? The guy was Mekoshesh. They didn't know what his punishment was. So they put him in Mishmar. They put him in prison until they figured out what to do with him. So we know there's a Yad of prison already from the case of Mekoshesh. The Rabbanan Nami Lilfeim in Mekoshesh. One of the rabbis learned from the Mekoshesh. Mekoshesh bar Katalahu. Moshe lo avayada ketala b'may. Everybody knew that Mekoshesh was Hayab Mita. He was guilty of a death penalty. They just didn't know which death penalty. So that's why you put him in a prison. However, that pokehai delo yadinini bar katalai la bar katalau. In this case, you don't know if the guy's hayab mita or not. So I can't learn from the mikoshes. When the mikoshes, you only can learn that if somebody's definitely hayab mita, you put him in a prison until you figure out what to do with him. But that would not teach me this case. This case, I don't know if the guy's hayab mita because I don't know if the makah was a deadly blow or not. I don't know if the guy's going to die. That's the point. So who's from mikoshes? You can't learn to put a guy in prison. Understand the point? In the case of Mekoshesh, the guy was Hayab Mita Vadai. We didn't know which Mita. So maybe in such a case, you have to put him in prison. In this case, so we don't know if the guy's going to be Hayab Mita or not. If this guy doesn't die, he's not Hayab Mita. Who says you put somebody in prison? That's why you need the Pasuk to come along and say that even in this case, you put him in the prison. Oh, so what about the other rabbi? Where does he learn the Habisha? He learns from Mekoshesh. That's not going to help you in this case. Okay. What was the story of Megadeth? Megadeth was the one that Bar Menam blasphemed. They didn't know what his punishment was. The Mechalel Shabbat didn't know he was Hayav Mita, the Mekoshesh. But the Megadeth didn't know if he was Hayav Mita or not. So therefore, V'chavshu, the Rabbanan, oh, what can they learn from Megadeth? Megadeth, Hora'at Sha'ah Haita. That was a once-in-a-lifetime case. Hora'at Sha'ah, to put him in the prison. And therefore, you cannot learn from that. Why was it Hora'at Sha'ah? And she says, Hora'at Sha'ah Haita, Rashi. Ilo ketiv habisha dehacham, habisha dehatam lavagamin, Hora'at Sha'ah Haita. שלא נצטרו מתחילה על אותה חבישה. Nobody told Moshe Rabbeinu to put him in prison. ומעצמם עשו. They did it on their own. דכיוון דלא נאמר במיתה מתחילה, מה ספק היה להם להטיל עליו ספק מיתה ולא חופשו? Exactly. Why would they put him in prison בכלל? They had no idea there was a death penalty on the Mikadif. So why did they put him in prison בכלל? They didn't even know there was a death penalty. Ela must have been it was a hora'at sha'ad, they did it for that specific case. Therefore you cannot learn from any other case. מה ספק היה להם להטיל עליו ספק מיתה ולא חופשו? Why would they even have a doubt? To do any of this. Ela was must have been a hora'at sha'ah. So the Gemara says, "Kedetanya, we finish it up. Yodeya ya Moshe Rabbeinu shamekoshesh b'mita. The mekoshesh he knew has a mita because it was mechalel Shabbat. Shnei eman mechaleleha mot yumat. Ela lo haya yodeya be'eze mita neherag. Shnei eman ki lo porash. It just wasn't explicit. Does he get sekila? Does he get another punishment? However, v'abigadef lo ne'emar bo ela." It just says over there, "Lefrosh lem al pi Hashem." What to do? Bichlal. Shloya Moshe yodeya imu ben mita kol ikar im lav. Understand? There was a major difference between the two cases. The mega dev Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what if there's a punishment on this guy of mita. So they put him in prison. Why? What acha? Moshe Enkin the mekoshes. They knew he was mechalel Shabbat. Mechalel amot yumat. What still they didn't know? Is a mitah. That's why I didn't give them the mitah at that point. And I put him in prison because I told him after sekila. So therefore, legabe the megadet, you can't learn habisha from there because that was a hora'at sha'a for that specific case. That's why the benan need a pasuk v'nikam haket to come along and say that when you have a situation where the guy murdered, the guy didn't die yet, so you're not going to let the guy run away. So you put him in the prison until you settle what his fate is. We continue on Ayin Chet Amud Bet, and we are up to Bishlama. Bishlama. The Rabbi Nehemiah. It's before they get wide. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines before they get wide. On Ayin Chet Amud Bet. So we had a Pasuk. The Pasuk came along and told us that v'yirivun anashim v'yika ish et re'ehu, one guy hits his friend be'ebin o be'egro ve'lo yamut, he doesn't die v'nafal le'meshkav, he just became debilitated. Im yakum v'talek b'chutz, if he gets up and he goes outside, meaning he walks away, amish anto v'nika ha'makeh, the makeh is exempt. Lakshifto yiten verapo yirape. So that the Gemara says, we learned already, shevet is, you have to pay for his work that he wasn't able to do when he was sick. Ripui is you have to pay for his doctor's bill. If that's all the Pasuk was coming to say, the Pasuk could have said it like this, V'chi yiribun anashim, V'yika ishet re'ehu be'ebeno v'egrof, he hit his friend with a rock or a fist, V'nafa'al l'mishkav, and he became debilitated, Shifto yitim v'rapo yirapeh. What does the Pasuk have to say? V'lo yamut, im yakum v'talek b'chutz al mishmanto v'nikam. All that seemingly is extra. There's extra words in this Pasuk over here. That are okay according to Rabbi Nehemiah. Bishlama le Rabbi Nehemiah. Remember, we learned on early on the daf, we said that Rabbi Nehemiah held that if the guy who was sick got better and then he died later on, so Rabbi Nehemiah said patur. So according to Rabbi Nehemiah, I know dichti vitre umdene. That's why the pasuk has to write it two different ways, two different limudim. How the Beit Din calculates the payment. Had amadu alimita v'haya. One case is talking about where they assessed the guy who got damaged to die, and that he lived. V'had amadu alimita v'hekel mima shehaya. So there's two different cases. One is where they actually judged him, they assessed him that he's going to die, and then he ended up living. So in that case over there, where they assess him to die and then he lives, so obviously the makir is going to be patur from mitah, because he didn't die. You know, they assessed him to die, but he didn't die. The second case is going to be where they assessed him to die and he ended up living, and then he died subsequently after that. According to Ibn Hamya, is there a patur in that case? The had amadua lemita vekim imashaya. That case will be patur mimita. So that's the way Rabbi Yohanan will learn, Rabbi Nehemiah will learn the pasuk. Now let's read it in Rashi. Bishlama the Rabbi Nehemiah, it's before they get wide. The Rashi right before the lines get wide. Bishlama the Rabbi Nehemiah de Amar. Vinikah makeh. What does vinikah makeh mean? He's off the hook. Le amadua lemita. Means he's off the hook of mita. They judged him that he's supposed to die, and he didn't die. So therefore, you don't kill the makeh. That's what it is, v'nikah makeh. Lamadu alimita v'kel v'chazar v'chbid ata. Hainu d'chtib trekera yitera le'umdena. Which means, it's coming to tell you two cases. I'm reading again, Nashi. B'shtama l'bi hanwa d'ama v'nikah makeh. Sorry, the Bina Hamia early on the daf learned v'nikah makeh is talking about that the makeh is nikah from mitah, where he died subsequently later after he got better. That's when nikah comes to teach me. Od pam, the guy was judged to die, and he got better, and then he died after that. That's the Bira Hamia learned the words in the pasuk v'nikah makeh. The makeh is nikah. He's off the hook of death, even though the guy died. So according to the Bina Hamia, the pasuk is very good. If all this pasuk is coming to teach that the chovel is chayav in payments, what do you mean? Velo yamut v'nafal mishkav. What's all that for? The midrash. One case is talking about where they judged them, they assessed him that he's going to die. The Lord Timah will be at some betin chayav diktele. Maybe we'll say once the betin assessed that the guy's supposed to die, we kill the guy right away. Don't say that. Deha, the adar chaye hasla hamana ale. Could be God had mercy on the victim, but on the guy who punched, could be we're going to kill him regardless. Don't say that. If the guy walks away alive, even though they assessed him to die, we don't kill the makeh. La'achiata velo yamut. Kilomar, v'ika ish, velo yamut. Kema she'amaduha. Meaning, he didn't die like they assessed him to die. Velo yamut. He didn't die like the assessment predicted. Ela nafal le'mishkav. He just fell to the bed. Shifto yiten. But shifto yiten mamon. Velo mita. Or, next part of the pasuk, or im yakum v'talek b'chutz, if he walked away, le'achar shemadu al mita, v'nikam makeh afilu chazar v'chmidu met, v'nikam makeh, even if he subsequently died. So therefore, it's two different cases. When the Bina Hamia, the pasuk is discussing two different scenarios. However, ela l'rabbanan, but according to the rabbis that say that in a case where he recovered and then died, he's still chayav mita. So therefore, what do we need? What's the second assessment? It's all cases where the guy ends up dying. We kill the makeh. According to Rabbi Nachamia, we have two cases where he's patur from mita and he'll be chayav tashlumin. That's why the pasuk discusses two different cases. But according to the Hakamim, that in that case he's not patur from mita, where he got better and then subsequently died. So what does he do with the two parts of the pasuk? The Gemara says, "Had amadu al mita vechaya." The one assessment is talking about where they assessed him to die, and he ended up living, finished, lived for good. So if he lived for good, so therefore he has to pay shevet and ripui. V'had amadu al lechayim v'met. If let's say they assessed him to live and he died, he'll also be patur, even though the guy died. That means he died from other causes. If they assessed him to live and then he died, he'll also be patur. So the two assessments according to Rachamim, where he makes payments, is amadua lemita v'chay or amadua lechay v'met. In both those cases, he'll be patur from mita, and he'll only have to make a payment of mamon. So the Gemara says, "V'ribi Nehemia." How do we know to be Nehemia in a case where they assess him to live and then he dies? How do we know in that case that Nehemia is going to say he's patur? Gemara answers, "Amadua lahayim v'met lo tzadikra." Once the guy comes out of Bet Din innocent, he's innocent. There's no changing the judgment. Which means Bet Din was posek, this guy will live. That means you are patur from mitah. That's it. Once he came out of Bet Din Zakai, they don't bring him back and change their opinion. When he ends up dying, they don't say, "Oh, we changed our mind. He was supposed to die."
Even if he dies,
okay, if he dies that second, but once they assess him that he's going to live. Finish. He died because of other factors. So once he comes out of Bet Din Zakai, they're not going to bring him back. Therefore, it's a sevara. Look at that. She sharei yatzam Bet Din Zakai. Vehan nafkalan mitzadik al taharog. Minayin liyotzem Bet Din Zakai. Ve'amar echad yesh lilmod alav chova en magazin oto. Shneimar mitzadik al taharog. We know once a guy gets an innocent verdict out of Bet Din from his life. And somebody says, "Oh, I have something else to say." Too late. Once you posek on him. So therefore, that's how to be. Nehemia knows that principle. So both Nehemia and Rabbanah, the pasuk is squared over. According to Nehemia, the two hadushim in the pasuk is what in a regular case of amadua lemita v'haya. Okay, everybody agrees to that case. Amadua lemita v'haya. Finish. He lived. No problem. And then the hadush is amadua lemita, and he got better, and then he died. Also, is be patur according to Rabbi Yohanan. In that last case, hachamim are not poter. So they, according to Rabbi Yohanan, it's patur. According to the hachamim, they say in that case it's hayav. So therefore, they learn a different case. They learn a case where they were omed him to live, and he died. Nakish be patur. That to be honest, Hamas says, "I don't need a pasuk. I learned once he came out of Bet Din Zakai, he's Zakai. We're not going to bring him back." Tanu Rabbanan, Hamake et chaverov v'madua lemita v'chaya potrim oto. Like we just said, Hamake et chaverov v'madua lemita, but he ended up living. Okay, but he says patur potrim oto because he ended up living, and he only has to pay damages. Hamadua lemita v'kel mima shaya. They omed him to mita, but he got better. Omdim oto omed sheni lemamon. Well, obviously, when they originally judged him that he's going to die, they didn't make any monetary assessment because they thought he's going to die. Therefore, they didn't make. Once already gets better, now they got to bring the guy back and start making monetary assessments because the guy he's getting better. V'im laharkin ichbid v'met, but if then he got worse and he died, halach achar omed ha'imsa'i. You go according to the omed ha'imsa'i, which means you pay the money. You don't go after the first omed of mita. Who's that going like? That's got to be going like the bereid bin Nehemia. So Nehemia holds that once the guy gets better, even though he died subsequently, you patur from mita. That's exactly the right. Achamim omrim en omed achar omed. Meaning, you don't make a second assessment after the first assessment. Once they assess them to die, that assessment stays, and therefore, when he subsequently died, it's based on that first assessment, and therefore we kill the makeh, and therefore there's no second assessment for payment. And that's Hakamim Shita. Mutai, Hakamim Shita was, if the guy was assessed to die, got better, and then died after, we killed the makeh. It's chayav in such a case.
They brought him into Betim, and they...
They brought him into Betim, they assessed him to die. And then he got better. And then he died subsequently. Chamim Shita was Hayab.
What did the Jews do? I'm saying, but they brought him back to Beit Din and they assessed him again to live.
They didn't assess him to live. When they brought him in again, they assessed the monetary.
The second round.
They brought him back.
Okay, Lemamon, they didn't assess him to live. They assessed now that he is factually living.
They thought he was going to die.
Now he's living. So once they thought he was living, they said, "Okay, he's living. You got to pay the money." So they brought him into. So Rabbi Nachamia says, "We listen to that. We listen to that. And he pays money." Hakamim say, "No. We don't listen to the second omed." Hakamim omrim en omed achar omed, which means
they don't even need to assess
this. Bidiuk, the second assessment means nothing. Once they assess them to die, So and he ended up living, but he subsequently died afterwards.
Yeah, he has to die.
In that case, over there, Hakamim will say, that's it,
he's Hayab Mita. If he doesn't die, and then he goes to the
interview. If he doesn't die after a certain period of time, they're going to make an assessment for money. Right. But over here, we're talking about what happened in the time where Beit Din, according to Hakamim, I could assume that there was something over here that's connected. And Hakamim said, doesn't matter. Hakamim say, doesn't matter. Bottom line, he died, even though he got better. We don't go after the first assessment, a second assessment of money. We go according to the first assessment of Mita, and if we kill the Makir. Same she thought that we said above. Gemara continues, Tanya Idach, we have a Braita, Amaduhu, the Mita. Let's say they made an assessment that the guy was supposed to die, and he got better. Omdim Oto, the Hayim. So they make a different assessment. Now they make an assessment that he's supposed to live, and therefore the Makir is going to be punished by monetary. However, the Hayim, once they give him an assessment that he's supposed to live, in Omdim Oto Lemita. We don't change it to Mita. Amadua Lemita. Let's say they gave him a Mita assessment. Hekel Mimashayan, he got better. Omdim Oto Omet Sheni, we give him a second assessment. Lemamon. In order for him to pay money. Ve'im lahal kenechmid v'amed, meshalem nezek v'tza'a liyorshi. He has to pay the nezek to the inheritors. Ve'ematai meshalem. When is that assessment made? Based on which point of the person's value? Meshaah shikahu. Which means, you don't do it at the time of the assessment. You judge the value at the time of the makir. Ustama. Kerabi Nehamia. Obviously, this Braita also is following the Nehamia that says once he gets better, then he dies. You patur from mita. It just goes back to become a monetary assessment. Okay, that is the end of the daf.